All right, guys. Hey, welcome back to the Pursuing Purpose Podcast, Episode 7. If you're listening to this, I'm pretty sure I love you and I really appreciate you. So thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me for these first 10 episodes that have been kind of tough, a little bit intense in the sense of I finally got a nice microphone. Shout out to my roommate, Louie, who is like the most loving dude on the planet. He has a mic he's been using for his YouTube channel and he's letting me use it now. And my mic that I bought was $30. His, I think it was like $300 or $400, and he's letting me use it. And so I love him. So thank you, Louie, if you're listening. And if you guys are listening, if you're one of the viewers and listeners, I appreciate you so much. And a handful of you have listened to every single episode, which is mind-blowing, and I appreciate it. And it's just so humbling to think that you guys want to just chill and hang out with me and you can't talk back yet. And because I really look at these podcasts as opportunities to really like have coffee with people and hang out with them without, you know, actually doing it, because maybe you're across the world or across the state or the city or whatever. So I hope you can take these podcast episodes as us just hanging out, chilling over coffee or Tenzo tea, which is like a green matcha tea, which I prefer, or your tea of choice or donut of choice, whatever donut you'd want. And we just gonna hang out and talk. And so this is episode 7. My name is BC Cerna, and this is a podcast where we're just trying to figure out what the word and meaning and definition of purpose is. And it kind of stemmed from me being able to travel the world for a long time and see different stories and cultures and conversations and people and inspirations and struggles and figure out the human condition, right? Like the human story, more than just like the American story or the Colorado story or my own personal story, but like, what is this human experience we're all going through? And why does it seem, for me personally, my own stories, why does purpose have some sort of different emotion to it and different feeling than what I've been seeing in culture and media and other conversations, which are needed? Like success and happiness, what I always talk about, if you're new to this podcast, welcome. But if you have listened to a lot of them, you know that I think a lot of podcasts and topics, you know, of TED Talks and everything inspiring is about success and happiness. How do you become happy? How do you become successful? And this and that. And I really want to focus on purpose. Like, how do you become purposeful? Like, how do you live for something bigger than your own happiness and success? Like, something that is going to live beyond you and that is going to affect and ripple many more people and than just yourself. And what does that even look like? I'm not saying I have all the answers. I'm not saying I know it all. I'm not saying I've experienced more than other people, but I'm here just to learn with you. So some of these episodes have been just me talking, actually a majority of them, because I was trying to get through 10 episodes so I feel more confident about the tech side of it and the distribution side of it. And I've only brought on 2 guests. My last guest was episode 6. Jerome was one of my Young Life kids for the last 5 years. And so I brought him on and we got to talk for like an hour about his story and his life and him going through just struggles and difficulties growing up inner city, and then some white crazy kid like me coming in trying to just love on him and learn. And our brotherhood has had a lot of ups and downs. And I also had Perry on, which is like one of my best friends, most inspiring dudes I know. And then most of the episodes have been me talking about different things. Episode 1 was my story. Episode 2 was what purpose means to me. Episode 3 was community. And this is episode 7. And this one is actually a little bit about love, which is crazy, I know. But I wanted to, so this is my last episode of the year. I'm going to record this and then I'm going to kind of market it and like kind of post it on social media. And then I'm going to delete my Instagram and delete my social media and just detox and cleanse for the next, you know, 5 or 6 days next week as I go out of town with some of my friends to enjoy our New Year's. And so thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really hope your 2018 is coming to an end and you feel good about it. I hope you feel, I hope you just feel something. I guess at the end of the day, like what happens a lot is we struggle with feeling our emotions. What happens a lot is we numb out our emotions in different senses, whether it's social media, whether it's drugs, alcohol, video games, distracting things, anything that can distract us from having to deal with what we're feeling is dangerous, right? And that's the hardest layer to break on people. So the first layer of any human is behavior. That's like the most apparent, that's the surface level thing of how people behave. The second layer of a human being is the story that they tell themselves. And the third layer is emotion. There's five layers. I'm just going to talk about the third layer. And the third one's the hardest to crack. Most like Alcohol Anonymous and drug programs and different programs talk about the first two layers. Like, what's your behavior? And then what's the story you're telling yourself? Like, what is, why you think you're acting out? And then the third one is emotion. And the fourth and fifth are to be determined. But so emotion's one that's the hardest one to crack because it's the easiest one to numb and the easiest one to mask. And I just hope that you're like, I hope you're sober in December right now as you're listening. I hope your soul is sober. Like, I hope you have a sober soul. And I hope that you are like detoxing, you know, these, any like fear or guilt or shame or anxiety, anything that had to do with 2018, I hope you're like putting to rest. I hope you're journaling more than anything. I really, really hope you're journaling. And I hope you're just documenting your year and closing that chapter, like in the most literal sense and form of like flushing out all your thoughts, your ideas, everything that happened this year, and just bearing it and putting it to rest. And I really hope that, sorry, one second, my mic's messing up. Ah, there it goes. I hope that you're journaling. And I really hope that you're expressing and feeling the emotions you're feeling. If it's tears, if it's crying, like, you just never be sorry for that. A lot of people go, BC, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm being bullied in school. I feel like I'm not good enough in school. I feel like this, and I'm sorry. I know there's bigger needs in the world or bigger problems in the world. And I'm like, yo, don't apologize, first of all. Second of all, you're amazing for being able to share that you're feeling that. Because there's one thing to feel it and be confused by it, but another thing is to share it. And for people who share it and are able to share is absolutely, sorry, one sec. My mic keeps like messing up. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but I can. But anyway, yes, feeling emotions, sharing the emotions, expressing them, allowing them. In one of my Instagram posts, my recent ones, it said emotions is just motion in movement, right? Like, it's your emotions is just an emotion, like a moving through your body. And so you have to allow, if you're crying for no reason, like, freaking cry for no reason. If you're happy for no reason, you know, be happy. Like, just, you have to learn how to feel those things. And if you're feeling like, you know, my dad passed away 5 years ago and Christmas time is a little bit hard. And you know, I call my mom and I'm talking to my mom on Christmas Day and she's like apologizing because she's like in a funky, weird state. And I'm just like, Mom, what? Like, no, like, allow that, like, welcome in. And I'm the same way. Sometimes I mask them and cover them. But yeah, guys, I hope you're feeling something towards the end of 2018. And I really hope you're excited for 2019. I hope you're really scared in some sense. I really kind of hope you're terrified because you're about to chase and unlock like your dreams and your goals and your heart and your story. You're about to like begin it, you know, in a new, beautiful sense. So I hope you're kind of like scared because that's good. That's a good feeling to have. Cause excited and scared is kind of the same thing. But yeah, as you journal, you know, talk about your wins, your losses, your failures, your like I made a post about the other day, your internal success, like where was their breakthrough? And then celebrate, you know, just even internal failures. Like where at a time in your life where you could have controlled your anger, you could have controlled your addiction, you could have controlled something and you failed. Like, as long as you're acknowledging it, I love you all. I love you guys. Sorry, I'm just rambling right now. But I just really hope you're ending your 2018, in a peaceful, blissful state of just like alignment. My mantra at the start of the year was, alignment is the new hustle. For a long time, our culture is all about hustle. And I was the same way. I would never sleep. I'd be working all the time and I was glorified for being busy and I was cool for being busy and I was interesting. And it's like sexy to be busy and interesting and cool and to be doing new stuff. And then I was like, man, that is not sustainable. It's not healthy. And alignment is the new hustle. Like, if you can align, and alignment's not easy. It is hard. And if you can align your and center your morals and your values, and I guess your values and your actions, like, what do you value and are you acting upon it, you know? And do you feel authentically, truly yourself? Do you feel like you have to put on a mask when you show up to certain events or certain situations? Do you feel like you have to lie to people about your scenarios? Like, if you're not going back to college and you're just like, you know, you don't want to go back to college and someone's like, well, when are you going back to college? You're like, oh, I don't know, maybe next year. Like, don't, you know, just be honest. Just say, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if college is for me or, you know, I'm scared to go back to college. Just maybe it's easier said than done. Maybe I'm just full of it. But anyway, we're approaching 10 minutes and I appreciate you guys are still hanging out with me. So I was going to talk about love this episode. And the reason I wanted to talk about love is because it is such a crazy thing to think about. And it's one thing we talk about all the time. And there's so many different ways and opinions and views to think about love. And I want people to know going into 2019, like, I guess the biggest thing is, so I was swimming in the ocean the other day, and I was just thinking of, like, I don't know, from my heart and my mind at all the times is just people that are hurting and broken, and they just feel like unseen, they feel unloved, they feel like they don't belong, they feel like they don't matter. And then there's a lot of people who are performing right now. There's a lot of people who are just putting on a mask and a facade, and they're trying to, like, build their accolades. They're trying to build their muscle. They're trying to build their success, their fame, their wealth, their sexiness. And it all comes down to, when we were kids, we needed food and water to survive. Very simple. I know, BC, brilliant biology. We needed food and water, but something else we needed, there's a couple other things, but something else we needed when we were growing up as kids is love. And it's proven, like, there's scientific studies that you actually do need love to survive. There was a study done in Europe way back in the day where there was twins, and one was given food and water without any attention. Another one was given food, water, and love and attention. And the other one died, like, literally died without attention and love, which is crazy to think about. This was a long time ago, so it was legal then, I'm sure, in some sense. But anyway, we needed love as kids growing up. And so we begin, the biology of our system, how we work, is we begin to see how we receive love from our parents. We begin to figure out what equations, and it's very subconscious. It's very like, oh, wow, I just made everyone laugh and they gave me attention, or they gave me validation, or they gave me affirmation. That, I'm going to do that more because I'm receiving what I need, which is love. Love is the oxygen to that. And, or I performed good in a grade or a sporting event, or I cleaned the dishes, whatever it is. I did something to receive an affirmation, to receive love. And I know our parents love us unconditionally. I really want to make that clear. Like, I'm aware, like, parents, they love the baby so much. But I'm just saying, as kids, there is no, like, we're not consciously understanding these concepts. And so, and I really want to make it clear that this is kind of crazy to think about, because I was talking with my mom and my sister yesterday on Christmas Day, and my sister's going through a tough time, and I love her so much. And my mom was, and I was talking about trauma, and I was talking about, like, you know, like, a lot of the core of our problems and issues is trauma. And she was like, well, where was the trauma? You know, me and your dad loved you guys so much. And I was like, that's true. And sometimes you make your family laugh, and that's how you get love or affirmation. You make a good grade, you make a touchdown, you get sports, whatever it is. There's sometimes that our family will raise us and they'll love us regardless of what we're doing, which is kind of dope, right? You're like, oh yeah, that's how it should be. You should just love them always. But it also confuses us on a subconscious level that we don't need to do. We don't need really need to strive or like reach for big things or be innovative to receive love. So we become kind of stagnant, which is kind of crazy to think about. Now, listen up. This is, I don't want people to, like, get all, you know, clustered, but basically I want to make this clear. I'm not a parent. I know that, but what I've known and what I've studied and what I've seen is that there's no perfect right way to raise a kid, right? There's a million amazing adults and parents that raise kids that become murderers and drug addicts and fail at life and struggle and suicide, all these different things. And then there's really bad parents that have kids that are amazing straight A students that go on to be incredible. And then there's, you know, and so I'm just saying, like, there's no perfect way to raise a kid. There's no book out there. There's no seminar you can go to become the perfect parent. We do our best as parents. Our parents do their best as they can. And as the kid gets older, it's the kid becoming the adult. It's the adult version of that kid that is now, like, has to reflect and go back in their life and say, how did I receive love? How did I get validation? How was I raised? What traumas or moments in my life helped tell me my story or my conversation I'm having inside my head and my heart, or perspective I have on the world? It all happens as we're kids, everything. The perspective and view you have on the world, if you're a pessimist, if you're an optimist, if you're anything, if you hate people, if you hate to see people succeed, all of it has to do with our childhood. And so Wow, I'm getting like way off. This is crazy. This is 15. We're almost 15 minutes in. Thank you guys for continuing to listen. I hope I'm not just rambling. I really wish you guys were sitting in front of me with coffee and we were talking about this back and forth, but I'm just talking right now. And so what I want to come back to is, what do we do to receive love? And how can we be more conscious of it? How can we be more aware of the mask that we're putting on or the actions we're putting on? You know, like even in our culture today. So put our parents aside, but our culture and society tells us certain things. If I have muscles, if I have a car, if I have success, or if I have those things, I am successful and I will get, and the biology of us, once again, like always listen to the biology of us. I'm a total spiritual man, but the biology is very clear and understand as well that the biology of us is kind of always on this radar lookout of a significant other, right? Someone that we can procreate with. Like that's just like kind of how like we're always functioning in a sense of a human being is like, even if success is your end goal or money is your end goal, subconsciously that's your end goal so you can get a better spouse, like you can get a better someone to procreate with. And so yeah, I think obviously society tells us a lot about that. Our parents tell us a lot about that. I just want you guys to really reflect on what you do, because there's sometimes maybe you feel insecure, insufficient, or anxiety or depressed because you don't know how to perform to receive love. I guess you're looking for love, right? We're all looking for a place to belong. We're all looking for community, and we do need community. But I don't know, I guess like going into 2019, I really want you guys to figure out like how you can not perform so much and more just be complacent with like just who you are. Like there's this new John Bellion song that I just keep playing and it's called Stupid Deep. And it's like, what if who I was meant to be was always me? What if what I, dang it, I can't remember the lyrics. Let me look at the lyrics real quick. One sec, guys. Stupid Deep. This song goes hard, y'all. So it's like, what if who I hoped to be was always me and the love I fought to feel was always free? What if all the things I've done were just attempts at earning love because the hole inside my heart is stupid deep? What if, and then there's a part where it's like, so what if and all the love I fought to feel was always free? Anyway, it's like, it's this really incredible song and this idea where it says, and all the love, what if all the things I'd done were just attempts at earning love? So like we're doing all these things every single day. And I feel like most of the time for me personally, it's an attempt to feel loved. And what if the love that we're trying to feel was always free? Like what if the person we're trying to become was just always me, right? Like that's kind of like the song goes. And I guess like 2019, I want you to just be able to be complacent in that and like take a breath of fresh air knowing that the love that you're looking for is literally within you. And I don't know how many of you guys have faith or God or any sort of religion like incorporated into your life. I hope 2019 you can be open-minded. I hope 2019 you can be open to your heart being designed by something maybe more creative and brilliant than you can ever imagine. I hope you could just try it. I've tried. I've lived with monks and Muslims and Islam, and I've lived with so many different religions and beliefs and studied them very like intently because I was just super inspired by the human experience. And God for me is like, I don't personally know. I don't know where I would be without like my faith in God and I hope you guys can really like figure that out. And then everyone has a medium to God. So you might believe in God. And then what I'm always, which is beautiful, but then like, what's your medium to God? And Jesus, like for me, has always been my medium, which is like medium means the connection, you know? And so I'm not that religious of a person. I don't really like to judge people or hate on people or get into the religion politics aspect of everything. But for me, that's just like and I can make a whole episode about my own personal story of like leaving faith and finding faith and finding God and leaving God and studying Buddhism and studying Muslim and Islam and all, studying all these different things. But I hope 2019, you guys just have like a cool open heart and excitement towards something like unseen, if that makes any sense. Because I think you just need to feel at peace with who you are without the world telling you who you aren't. You know, like I don't know. I really hope you go into 2019 with open mind and open heart and just like testing, you know, what does it look like to even journal to God? And I'm not saying like you have to label it anything. Like don't worry about that. But I'm just saying like journaling to God and just kind of like giving him your fears and your faults and your scare, you know, things you're scared of and your shame and like that. God, I hope I'm not getting off track, but I just really want to be authentic and real and vulnerable with you guys because we're family. Anyway, so yeah, how do we perform to receive love? How do we show up in the world, in our communities, in our friends? Are we wearing a mask? Are we guarding our heart? Oh, that's another thing. So also when we're kids, we, as the biology of us, we realize moments in our life when we're growing up where we have to protect ourselves, protect our hearts. And so there could be a time where, I mean, it could be as simple as you cry in front of your dad and your dad says, hey, boys, don't cry. Hey, stop crying. Don't be a girl, you know, whatever it is. So that's like the simplest one. All the way to you could be vulnerable with your dad or your mom and then they could use that to manipulate you. Or you could be vulnerable with your sister and your brother and then they use that to tattletale on you or manipulate you or be, you know, twisted against you. And so then you're like, oh, whoa, I was honest and vulnerable with my mom or my sister or my brother or someone and it didn't work out according to plan. So I'm going to put a wall around that part of my heart that protects me because we need to be protected. We need to be safe and secure. And so I guess, you know, when you look to your year this year and next year and you're figuring out what you're doing to receive love, if you're not performing to receive love, if you just feel like you're just doing you, then amen. And you freaking rock. But if you are, then maybe figure that out. And then also figure out what walls you have up where you're keeping yourself safe and protected. I get a lot of messages every day from Instagram, you know, just young high school kids saying, you know, I'm scared of this. I feel like I don't fit in my school. Everyone's got good grades. Everyone's succeeding. And I feel like an outcast. And I mean, kids are struggling with depression and suicide on a whole another level. And I struggle with that a lot. Like 6,000 high school kids kill themselves every year. That's like over 10 a day, right? And so it's like, I just don't sleep well knowing that. And my heart is just like, man, how do we build mentors? How do we build leaders to, how do we just build humans to just speak into young people that they are going to be okay, that they are loved and that they're seen and heard and beautiful and amazing. And yeah, I hope people can take the inward journey this next year, 2018 was, a lot of different things. But I hope 2019 is the internal quest. 2018 was like everyone's traveling the world. Everyone's been everywhere now and there's nowhere else we can go. But the coolest journey we can go on is inward. And I hope everyone can take that journey and adventure because I know a lot of people that travel all around the world and are totally uncontrollably lost and alone and frightened and scared and like unrestful. Like, I know people with a million Instagram followers, literally a million Instagram followers that travel the world and live the most highlight real life you can ever imagine and that are so alone and isolated and fearful and they don't have community. Like when I meet someone in a small town that's mentoring kids or that just goes to this, like, you know, this little community college or something like that and they're just like, yeah, I got my group of friends and, you know, we try to do random acts of kindness. We just, you know, try to live our best life or something like that. I'm like, and they're like, but you know, I'm just like, you're doing it. Like you got friends, you got community. Like it's okay to like I'm always telling people to dream big, you know, and play big, which is true. I do want people to do that. I don't want people to stay mediocre, but I also don't want people to like get ahead of themselves that like simple love is not, you know, great enough. And so not everyone has to be living in LA or New York, creating the next app or the next YouTube video. Like everyone has a role to play. And I sometimes go to colleges and I build up mentor. I teach mentors. Like I teach college students how to mentor high school kids really, really well. And my heart is that these 20 college students can go and infect 20,000 high school kids, right? Like think everyone has a role. Like if all those college students, off all those 20 college students, I went and like mentored and taught how to become mentors. If they're all like, I just want to travel the world like BC and go do this, isn't this, then there wouldn't be any mentors to mentor those high school kids. Like everyone plays a role. Like everyone plays a role in this world. And sometimes our roles are small for a season of our life. Sometimes they're big. Sometimes a small role can mean a big role to a lot of people, right? Like, I mean, if you're a mentor for a high school kid and he doesn't kill himself, like hang himself because of you, I would say that's a pretty damn big role. Like, I would say there's celebrities in LA with a lot of money and fame and accolades that maybe haven't helped someone like not die. Like, I don't know. I just want you guys to really feel like, you know, get rid of a lot of that anxiety and stress of like you have to be famous to make a difference or something like that. Like that's just bull when it comes down to it. Like, I know celebrities, I know influencers and Instagram people. I know a lot of people doing a lot of stuff that they're very busy, but none of it means anything. None of it means anything. Like literally, like you're getting followers and you're getting money, and it's a circle. It's a cycle of like, okay, I got more followers, I got more money, I'm gonna go on more trips. And I'm gonna get more followers and more money and more trips. And this is, and it's a circle, and it's just a rat race. Like, sure, it's the same rat race as the 9-to-5 job. Like, yeah, you're going around in circles, but I'm telling you, unless you're making, like, unless you're thinking bigger than just yourself, you'll be unsatisfied and fulfilled. I think that. I believe that. Just because I've seen it. I've seen people with everything that, so most people want money, fame, success, accolades, affirmation, love, followers, whatever it is. And I've seen people with all those things and still feel so empty. And I've seen people with none of those things and feel super fulfilled. Which, I mean, I've met a Young Life leader in Denver, Colorado that just hangs out with 15 girls. It's a girl, Young Life leader. Hangs out with 15 girls every Wednesday night for years and just loves these girls and does a regular job. And her life is more fulfilling and exciting because that's just how it is. Like, you find purpose and you find a freedom in who you are. And all right, we're 26 minutes. Thanks for watching. I was gonna do a 30-minute segment, so we got 4 more minutes. But love is crazy, and it doesn't make any sense, and it's not very logical. Love goes counter to everything our biology says, and so basically, our biology is all about survival. Our biology is all about keeping ourselves safe. And love is like something more beautiful than that. And so how do you really break down those walls and figure out how you receive love is not performing, right? It's more of peaceful than that. And so, yeah, guys, wait, let me see. Yeah, I guess just journal. I'm thinking about making a PDF. I want to make top 10 things I think you should be doing in 2019 to make your 2019 the best year yet. But I think I'm gonna make that PDF, and then I'm building a new website so you guys can go sign up and get a free email, and it's top 10 things I'm making that you can, I think you makes your 2019 better. So I'm gonna make that, and then I'm gonna launch my mentoring program this January coming up pretty soon. I'm launching a program where I get to mentor people and in community and help their dreams and goals come true. And I'm really excited about it. I'm really nervous, but I'm also really excited. And so, yeah, guys, if you're listening to this episode 7, thank you so much. I love you guys. I hope that you can close this chapter and season of your life. I hope nothing in 2018 that you did defines you. I hope that, you know, you can't change the past, but you can definitely always change your relationship with the past, right? Like, we all have a relationship with our shame and our guilt or our past, you know, and just change that relationship. And doing that, you do change the past in some sense. And so, yeah, journal, close the chapter, start 2019 more beautiful you, more inspired you, more hopeful you. I know a lot of you guys maybe lost parents or siblings or friends or relationships in 2018, and there's been a lot of ups and downs and highs and lows, but if you're breathing, if you're listening to this and you're breathing, then you have purpose and you are so needed. And all of the pain and frustration and anger and confusion that you have in your life, I can promise you right now, take it from me, please, please take this from me, is going to turn into purpose in some form or another. And it's going to take a while or might take a day, I don't know. But everything that you're going through that is hard and muddy and confusing and annoying, the emotions you're going through are annoying, the breakup you're going through is annoying, the death is hurtful, all of it is going to be used for purpose. And so I hope you guys can lean into that. I hope you guys can own that. You are so needed and you're so loved. And there's if you're listening to this, I know you're going to mentor someone just because I know. And there's a kid out there that you're going to talk to someday. It might be a year, it might be next year, it might be in 5 years. Yeah, that's what I said, 5 years. You're going to talk to them and you're going to share your heart and your story and you're going to listen to theirs and you're going to relate and you're going to give them a breath of fresh air and peace and freedom and knowing that they're going to get through it. And so are you. And so I loved hanging out with you for these 30 minutes. I love talking about this kind of stuff. I wish, like I said, we were in the same coffee shop chilling right now and drinking some matcha tea or coffee and definitely eating donuts. This is my last episode of 2018 because I'm deleting my social media until next year, but I love you guys so much. And, yeah, please leave like a comment or a review on the podcast app. Apparently that's like something people do to help the podcast grow. And apparently people have discovered my podcast through, just going through the podcast app, which I didn't think was ever going to happen, but someone messaged me and said, yeah, I just found it randomly. And I was like, what? So yeah, if you can leave a review and then I'm going to be starting a Patreon where if you want to donate and support like $2 a month or $5 a month to make this podcast live, then I can breathe a little bit easier and make more podcasts because the last 2 weeks have been insane because I can't make podcasts and breathe easy, but I'm still blessed. I'm still fighting. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Please message me and DM me how this message reached you. If it didn't make any sense, if you didn't agree with it, if you hated it, always give me feedback. I need to know what's sticking, what's not sticking, if I'm rambling too much, if my message has no context whatsoever. Any feedback is good feedback, even if it's mean or negative or I don't know. I just love feedback. I love hearing back from people. Even if you're just like, it was good. I just want to hear, I guess like, you know, a couple thousand people listen to these, but I want more people to just, I guess, message me and let me know because that's how I receive love probably. I don't know. I need to work on myself. We're at 32 minutes, guys. I love you. Thank you so much. Have an amazing new year. Merry Christmas. I'll see you guys in 2019, January something, whenever I download my Instagram app or make my second podcast. Thanks, guys. Love you. You're amazing. Bye.